Chapter 10, Joseph. We now come to a very interesting part of the Bible, and that is the life of Joseph. He was, as you know, one of the sons of Jacob, and his father loved him more than the others, and made him a coat of many colors. Perhaps Jacob was not wise in this, because it made his other sons hate Joseph. Then Joseph dreamed two dreams, which seemed to say that one day all his brothers, as well as his father and mother, should bow down to him. This made his brothers hate him all the more, which was very wrong of them. Now there came a time when Joseph's brothers were minding the sheep, and Jacob sent him after them to see how they were getting on. When they saw him coming, they called him a dreamer and made up their minds to kill him. But his oldest brother, whose name was Reuben, said, "Don't let us kill him, but let us put him into a pit." Soon there came some Arabs on their camels, who were going down into Egypt to sell their goods. So Joseph's brothers took him up out of the pit and sold him as a slave to the Arabs, who brought Joseph into Egypt. Now what were Joseph's brothers to say to their father Jacob when they got home? They tried to cover their sin by telling a lie to their father. And so you see how one sin leads to another. First, they hate Joseph. Then they think of killing him. Then they put him into a pit. And then they sell him as a slave, so that he was taken far away from home. Now they try to hide all this and dip Joseph's coat of many colors in blood and bring it to their father. Oh, how wicked to distress poor old Jacob by pretending that Joseph, his darling son, had been killed by wild beasts. Poor Joseph, too. He is now in Egypt, far away from his home and his loving father, and is sold as a servant to one of Pharaoh's officers. But God was with him and made him a blessing to his master, for Joseph feared God and wished not to sin against him. After a while, Joseph was falsely charged by his mistress of doing wrong, when she knew he had not done it, and so she got him put into prison. How sad he must have been, as he thought of his father's house and the dreams which he had dreamed, and now to be shut up in prison. But God knew that this was unjust, and was with Joseph there, and made the keeper of the prison kind to him. After a time, there were two other men put into the same prison, and these were the butler and the baker of Pharaoh's house. Now both of these men had dreams, which made them look sad, and when Joseph asked them what was the matter, they told him their dreams, and that they did not know what was the meaning of them. Joseph said that God was able to tell them the meaning, and that he believed it was to show that Pharaoh would soon take the butler back to his house, but the baker would be hanged. All this came to pass, just as Joseph had told them. Now when the butler was set free, Joseph asked him to try to get Pharaoh to set him free as well. Did the butler remember to do this? No, he forgot all about poor Joseph. Until one night Pharaoh had two dreams, and then the butler remembered how Joseph had told him the meaning of his dream in the prison. So the butler told Pharaoh, and he sent and fetched Joseph out of prison. Then Pharaoh told Joseph what he had dreamed, and Joseph said that he could not tell what their meaning was, but God would make it known. So Joseph found that Pharaoh's dreams meant that there would be 7 years of plenty in the land of Egypt, and after that 7 years of famine. He told Pharaoh that he should gather the food in the 7 years of plenty, so that they would be able to eat it during the 7 years of famine. Joseph was only 30 years old, but Pharaoh made him lord over all Egypt and told him to store up the food ready for the time of famine. Then when the famine came, the people went to Joseph to buy food, not only from all over Egypt, but also from all the lands round about. And now what do you think? Joseph's brethren had to come to buy corn in Egypt. And when they came, they did not know it was their brother Joseph who sold it to them. They knew this man was great and next to Pharaoh on the throne, and so they bowed down before him. This is the wonderful way in which God caused Joseph's dream to come true. He is God over all and will bring to pass what he has said. Now it was some time before Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and when he did tell them who he was, you can imagine how afraid they were, lest he should punish them for all that they had done to him. But Joseph forgave them and kissed them, especially his brother Benjamin, and then told them to go home and bring their father with them into Egypt. So they hurried home with the wonderful news, and with the wagons which Joseph sent to bring all their stuff. And when they told dear old Jacob, he could not believe that it was true. But when he saw all the wagons, he knew it must be true, and God also told him not to fear, but to go down into Egypt and live there. So Jacob met his dear son Joseph after all those years. He had thought that Joseph was dead, but God had sent him into Egypt so that he could feed and look after his father and his brothers in the time of famine. How wonderful are the works of God, and how great is his love and care for his people. Then, too, Jesus is the heavenly Joseph, who will make himself known to his brethren and kiss them with forgiveness when they come to him confessing their sins. You will find all this account of Joseph and his brethren in Genesis, chapters 37 and 39 to the end. See also if you can find where he is spoken about in the 105th Psalm, and then in the Acts, chapter 7.